The leader of Hancock Shaker Village in Pittsfield is stepping down at the end of the 2016 season. Linda Stagleader has spent 5 years as president and CEO of the historic cultural attraction. The 23-building site features a working farm and 22,000 items, most of which were left by the 300 Shakers who lived, worked, and worshipped there from the late 1700s through the 1950s. Surrounded by 750 acres, the village attracts 50,000 visitors each year. WAMC spoke with Stagleader about the upcoming season and her decision to step down as CEO.
It's really a personal decision. It's not about Hancock Shaker Village. I love my job. I love that place. The board is really laudable, very talented, very dedicated, very generous, very smart people. And the staff couldn't be more qualified. You know, we're very blessed. But I want more free time with my family. My family lives basically 500 miles from the Berkshires, and I see them so minimally. And so my husband and I have decided that we're going to take this daring move and sort of move into having more free time. I hope I can work part-time because I've worked in museums for 35 years. You know, that's my dream. I love it. I know what I'm doing. It's exciting to me that there's, you know, pretty much in every institution there's so much you can accomplish.
Now, although you have one more season to go, what are you most proud of over your 5 years at Hancock Shaker Village?
The economy had such an effect on Hancock Shaker Village and, you know, other museums all across the region from that period of 2008 through, 2010 into 2011. That economic recession was very hard on charities, you know, and so I came in at the time that we were coming out of that, and we were able to make some decisions to start to strengthen the institution, deal with a chronic operating budget deficit that was certainly not anybody's desire. It just kept happening because they were struggling. So I think we've conquered that. It's a lot of hard work, and it takes a lot of motions to make the budget work every year, but we've pretty much gotten to a better place that way. And for me personally, exciting it was to get to know the donors who were willing to, you know, continue to support the museum and interest new people in being supportive of Hancock Shaker Village, because it's a very unique, authentic place.
The village is nearly finished with building restorations totaling $1.5 million. How will those fixes change the visitor experience?
Pretty much touched every building and corrected all the peeling paint, cracking windows, you know, falling out panes of glass, roof leaks, things like that. So in some cases it wasn't a high dollar amount per job, but lots of different jobs got tended to in this sweeping exterior restoration that we did. And it's very apparent. I mean, if you were a visitor to the village earlier, I know you've been there off and on over the years quite a lot, Jim. There were a lot of buildings that looked, I mean, they were basically an eyesore. So we're lucky that the Shaker structures are pretty sturdy, and it wasn't a lot of structural work that we had to do. It was more exterior envelope-type work. But we're pretty excited about it. It feels good. It looks good. When you drive along Route 20, it looks good.
And finally, Linda, what's in store for this season?
To me, what's interesting is this is the first season we'll be open longer in quite a number of years. So we're going to be open from mid-April well into December. So in November and December, the way we'll be open is a little bit different than the daily walk-in visitor experience from mid-April through October. But we're going to experiment with being open longer again, which we haven't been. I don't know, was it 2010 or 2009 that the museum made a change and kind of contracted the season, partly in response to weather, partly in response to the economy maybe? I wasn't there then. So I think that's great because we have a lot of visitors trying to visit during the off-season, and we accommodate them. They come on appointment, but we just want to be open. So. And then we're doing a partnership exhibition with the Berkshire Museum that's focused on a contemporary artist who builds constructions that look like houses and cabins, and they're made out of found and recycled material, and they're about the importance of home to people. They're about the thrill of being inside a little space. They're about landscape. This particular artist is also a photographer, and he's a filmmaker. So we're kind of excited to have a project we're sharing with the Berkshire Museum as a follow-up to the partnership study we did last year. So part of it will be at Hancock Shaker Village. Part of it will be at the Berkshire Museum. And we're doing a new event in the summer called Spirit Houses and Woodland Wonders. And it's an event for people of all ages and all persuasions, but kids will still be 12 and under free. That's what we do at Hancock Shaker Village. And it'll be a fun activity for families or grandparents with grandkids. And it's about, again, using found materials to make fairy houses or spirit houses or your own little fort or whatever. And we're going to have activities and opportunities for people to do that out in our woods. So we think that's going to be really fun and participatory and get people out into nature and reflecting on nature. It's going to be July 16 and 17. We've also raised money and we've overhauled. We're in the process of finishing the activities barn, the discovery barn at Hancock Shaker Village. So this is a space that probably hadn't seen a lot of refreshing for about 10 or 15 years, and it's a beloved space. Everybody goes in there. Adults, you know, couples who are courting go in there. Everybody goes in there. But we expanded the space to about double the amount of space. We had help from an exhibition designer from the New York State Museum to figure out how to lay it out. And the interactive learning stations will get refreshed and changed, although the milking cow will still be there. So we're excited about that. So that's some of what's new.